这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to Jewels from the Internet. My name is Debbie, and I'm glad to be with you again for this program today. You know, we've been working on many different stories on our program, and our program is set up or designed so that you can learn more English. And I hope that you will learn more English on our program today.You know, I was talking to somebody just the other day, and they were telling me that if they don't speak in English, they don't get to learn it very well. And so I'm encouraging you to try and find somebody that you can speak English to so that you can learn and learn the ways to pronounce the words, and also you can practice on each other. That's the best way to learn English, isn't it? Well, you know, we've been doing many different stories,And we're up to story number 385. And this is in book 11. Let me explain why I said it's in book 11. That's because all the stories that I read on the air, I put into small, short little books, and you can write to me and ask for them. That way you'll have your own copy of the story that we have just gone over. And I hope that you will take advantage of that, because I love to get mail.And I also would like to hear from you. I'm starting to write letters back to all of you who have written to me over the several months, and I'm really enjoying it. Somebody shared a story with me, and I'm going to read it on the air very soon. It's a lovely story, and I was just thrilled to have it sent to me. And if you want, you can send stories to me too, and if I think they're ones that you would appreciate, I will read them on the air.But this one was a true story that happened to the person that wrote to me. And so I found it so valuable and so inspiring. And I will read that on the air very soon. Well, like I said, we're on story number 385. Now it's just a very short little story. And it's not so much a story as maybe something that you would read in an information magazine. And it's called Multivitamins.Empty Promises? Has a question on the end, doesn't it? It's a story that asks about multivitamins, and are they promises or are they empty promises? And I will explain that as we go through it. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read the story for you. And I hope that you have some paper and a pencil or pen that you can write down some of the words as I explain them and as I spell them for you.That way you'll be able to practice them later. Let me read it for you now. When researchers at Pennsylvania State University examined the diets of nearly 200 5- to 7-year-olds, the results were disturbing. One group of children took multivitamins. The other did not. But it turned out vitamins were beside the point.Both groups exceeded their daily quota of vitamins and minerals, yet neither consumed the recommended daily servings of grain, meat, dairy, fruits, or vegetables. Many children eat a diet dependent on heavily processed beverages, cereals, and snacks.While these products are fortified with vitamins and minerals, they are missing the fiber and phytochemicals essential for a child's optimal health. Now that's the end of it. I told you it wasn't really a story. It was more of an information that you would find in a magazine of some sort. Well, you know, I found this very interesting because I used to work with nutrition.That's what my job was before I moved to Hong Kong. I was in charge of a whole dietary department. That means I had 20 people that worked for me, and we served meals to the elderly. So we had meals every day, and we had to provide snacks also. So what we did was I had to make sure that the meals were balanced. And that's what this whole article was talking about, how to balance what we eat and make sure that we get enough of the things we're supposed to. Well, let me go back and we'll go through some of these words. There's quite a few big words in this one. And let's go through it and let's see if we can explain them to you. Let's start right from the top. What is a multivitamin? Well, multi means many, right? Many, multi. And a vitamin, and I'll take the dictionary explanation, it's any organic substance present in food and essential to nutrition. Now, what that means is it's something that's in the food that our body needs. So that's really what a vitamin is. That's the short version of what a vitamin is. But I did give you the long version right out of the dictionary. Any organic substance present in food and essential to nutrition. Well, there's lots of words in there that we need to spell. So let me start with multivitamins. I'll spell it for you. M-U-L-T-I, that's multi. The rest of the word is vitamins. V-I-T-A-M-I-N-S. Multivitamins. Well, remember I said the rest of the title was empty promises? With a question mark at the end. Empty means there's nothing in it. Empty. E-M-P-T-Y. Now, promises are what? Usually they're guarantees. If you promise to do something, that means you're guaranteeing to do it. Or if you say you will, you'll do it. So it's a promise. I can promise my children to take them to the beach. And they make sure I keep my promise. If I said I would, they really want to go, don't they? And they make sure that I take them. So a promise is an assurance or a guarantee that you're going to do something. So what's an empty promise? Multivitamins. Empty promises? That just means, are multivitamins really necessary? Do we really need them? Well, let's go on into the rest of the article and see what it said. It said when researchers at Pennsylvania State University. Now, a researcher are people who like to do something scientific. They like to do a study to find out if what they think is correct is really correct. So a researcher is somebody that thinks about a project and puts it into action and tries it to see if it will work. A researcher. R-E-S-E-A-R-C-H-E-R. Researcher. Now, these researchers that did this study were from Pennsylvania State University. Now, that's on the east coast of the United States. Each state in the United States has several universities, and Pennsylvania State University is a large university. It probably has 10,000 students, and they're all studying something. Well, there's also researchers at a university site. They like to find out if there's things that are happening in this world that they can report to us on. That's what a researcher would do. I'm going to spell Pennsylvania for you because it's a name of a city in a state. And you might just want to write that down. Pennsylvania. Capital P-E-N-N-S-Y-L-V-A-N-I-A. Let me do it again for you. Pennsylvania. Capital P. E-N-N-Y... Whoa, I did that wrong. Did you notice? Let me try it again. Capital P. E-N-N-S-Y-L-V-A-N-I-A. Pennsylvania. Well, now they examined the diets of nearly 200 5 to 7-year-olds. Now, they were starting with a group of children. They were studying a group of children. To examine the diets means to study. If you examine something, that means that you're looking closely at it. Have you ever gone to the beach and examined a sea cucumber or maybe an octopus or a fish that has come up close to the edge. You know, my daughter and I were at the beach in Oregon. That's another state in the United States. We were at the beach, and when the tide went out, there were tide pools, and we had the opportunity to find some starfishes. And you know, we examined them closely. We looked at them very closely to see where their mouth was, to see where their eyes were, to see how they moved. That's what it is to examine something, to look at very closely. Let me spell examined for you. E-X-A-M-I-N-E-D, examined. Now, a diet is usually thought of as going on a diet. That's usually when we want to lose some weight, isn't it? Most women tell you, I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to diet so I can lose weight. Well, another way to say diet, or the meaning of diet, is just what people eat. So your diet is what you eat, isn't it? So there's two meanings for diet. To go on a diet means that you're going to stop eating so much so that you can lose some weight. But if you're just talking about diets, that's talking about what people eat. So if you asked me what I ate for breakfast today, I could tell you what my diet for breakfast was. Well, maybe I shouldn't tell you because I didn't eat very much. Maybe I'm going on a diet so I can lose some weight. But let me spell it for you. Diet. D-I-E-T. Just a short four-letter word, isn't it? Diet. D-I-E-T. Well, as I said, this study was about diets of 5 to 7 year olds. And they used 200 children in this study. That's a lot of children, isn't it? The results were disturbing. Now, a result is what they found out. It's the outcome of the study. So what all the things were that they found out about 5 to 7 year olds and what they ate was very disturbing to them. Now, to be disturbed means that you're alarmed. You're distressed about it. So this tells me that the study didn't have very good answers. They were looking for really good answers. And yet, these 5 to 7 year olds told them their diets were not very good. So results, as I said, were the outcomes or what happened or what they found when they did this study. Results. R-E-S-U-L-T-S. Results. Now, disturbing, I told you, was distressing or alarming. So let me spell all three words for you. Disturbing. D-I-S-T-U-R-B-I-N-G. Disturbing. Let me spell alarming now. A-L-A-R-M-I-N-G. Alarming. I'll also spell distressing for you. D-I-S-T-R-E-S-S-I-N-G. The results were disturbing. It goes on. It says, one group of children took multivitamins. The other did not. Remember I said there was 200 children? And I'm sure they split it right in half. So 100 took multivitamins, and 100 did not. But it turned out vitamins were beside the point. That whole sentence just means it doesn't seem to matter if they took vitamins or if they did not take vitamins. Both groups exceeded their daily quota of vitamins and minerals. Exceeded. That word means that they had more than enough. They exceeded. They went above what they really needed. Both groups exceeded, had more. Let me spell it for you. E-X-C-E-E-D-E-D. exceeded. Now, the daily quota. What's a quota? That's the share or the portion that you need. And typically, when you're saying they exceeded the daily quota of vitamins and minerals, it would mean that what they needed, they got. Plus, they got a lot more than they needed to stay healthy. So quota is portion or share. Q-U-O-T-A, quota. It means portion. Let me spell portion for you too. P-O-R-T-I-O-N, portion. Well, I was talking to you about vitamins, wasn't I? But now they've also brought in minerals. Now, a mineral is something that you find in food also, and it would be also the same as a vitamin. So it's any organic substance present in food and essential to nutrition. Essential here means that it's needed. You have to have it. And we do need vitamins and minerals, don't we, for our body to be healthy all the time. Well, it says, both groups exceeded their daily quota of vitamins and minerals, yet neither consumed the recommended daily servings. Now, neither, that means both groups. It means the 100 that took multivitamins and the 100 that did not take multivitamins. So neither one of those, not one or the other, neither. N-E-I-T-H-E-R. Now, consumed means to have eaten it, to ingest it, to take into your body. Consumed. C-O-N-S-U-M-E-D. Neither consumed the recommended daily servings. What does recommended mean? Let me spell it for you first. R-E-C-O-M-M-E-N-D-E-D. Recommended. Well, you know, if you read any health magazines or you see anything on TV or the internet, you'll know that health professionals, those are the people that know about nutrition and know about health, might be a doctor, they advise or suggest how much of everything you need. And if you're a dietitian or somebody that works with food and nutrition all the time, there is a table that the government provides that tells you what the recommended daily serving numbers are for each of the food groups. So recommended here would mean that what somebody has advised or suggested, recommended. Now, daily servings means that they're something that you need every day. Do we need water every day? Yes, we do. We can go without food for a day, but we cannot go without water. So a daily servings means that they have to have certain types of foods every day. Daily. D-A-I-L-Y. Now it said they neither consumed the recommended daily servings of grains, meat, dairy, fruits, or vegetables. Do you know that takes in all the food groups? The grains. Let me spell grains for you. G-R-A-I-N-S. Now those would be your cereals, or your rice, or your potatoes, your grains. Your meat, M-E-A-T. Now that's your protein foods, isn't it? So you could have lentils or chickpeas or garbanzos. That would be your protein food. That would be in your meat group. Now what's in your dairy group? D-A-I-R-Y. Dairy group would have your milk and your cheese and your eggs. Those are the dairy products. And of course, you all know what fruits and vegetables are. We have so many fruits and vegetables here in Hong Kong. I'd love to go to the market because I love to see all the different kinds of fruits and vegetables. You know, I have about 6 different fruits that I can think of really fast in my house right now. and I eat some of one, and I might come back later and have another piece of another. You know, I've got oranges and bananas and lychees and watermelon, and there must be more. I can't think anymore. Oh, honeydew and cantaloupe. So I have many different fruits in my fridge and in my house right now. And vegetables are also a very big supply, aren't they? Fruits and vegetables. Let me spell both those words for you. F-R-U-I-T-S, fruits. And vegetables is V-E-G-E-T-A-B-L-E-S. Let's go on. Many children eat a diet dependent on heavily processed. Okay, let's work on that. A diet, that means what we've eaten. What's dependent mean? Something that depends on something else. So dependent here would mean all the things that they always eat. It may be because that's what's in the house their parents have bought, or it may be that's all they can buy. Or that might be all they can grow in their garden. Dependent. D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Now, heavily processed. That means that they've gone through a lot of processing. It means that they have not just picked it out of the garden and eaten it. It means that it's gone through stages where they've cleaned it, and they've washed it, and they've cut it up, and they've cooked it, and then they finally sell it to you. So the process of getting it from the farm or the garden right to you at the grocery store is a long process. And lots of fruits and vegetables tend to lose some of their vitamins in the process. Processed. P-R-O-C-E-S-S-E-D. Now it says their diets are dependent on heavily processed beverages, cereals, and snacks. So beverages are what we drink. Cereals are our rices and our pastas and our potatoes and our wheat and our snacks. What is a snack? That's something that you nibble on or you take and you eat here and there. Chocolate bars, potato chips, those are snacks. S-N-A-C-K-S. While these products are fortified with vitamins and minerals, fortified, that means vitamins and minerals are put back into them in the process of getting them to you. They're fortified. Things are added to them. F-O-R-T-I-F-I-E-D. Fortified. They are missing. That means they don't have something in that product. It hasn't been put back. It's missing. The fiber. What's fiber? Well, my dictionary said it was fine thread-like strands of fibrous material that's in food. So if it's a piece of wheat, you have a shell or a hull, and that's your fiber. There's fiber on rice, too. There's fiber in fruits and vegetables have a lot of fiber. F-I-B-E-R. Also, they are missing the phytochemicals. Now, this is chemistry, so it's chemistry of the plants, and the plant process, and what the plant product is. The phytochemicals, the kinds of chemicals that are in a plant. Let me spell it, it's a big word. Phytochemicals. P-H-Y-T-O-C-H-E-M-I-C-A-L-S. Phytochemicals. These are needed. It means they are essential. Let me spell essential for you. E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A-L. Essential. It means needed. They are essential for a child's optimal health. Optimal means best. Optimal. O-P-T-I-M-A-L. Optimal. And health, of course, is how you grow and how you feel. I hope that you're healthy. I hope that you are one of the people that gets a variety of food so that you can get all the vitamins and minerals that you need to have a healthy diet and a healthy lifestyle. Well, I hope that you got some new words from that small, short article that I just read. You know, there was lots of words in it, And I hope that you'll have an opportunity to practice those words and think about the spellings and the meanings. And like I said, if you want a copy of that article, you need to write to me. So let me give you my address now so that you have the opportunity to write to me. You can put down to Debbie, let me spell my name, D-E-B-B-I-E, at GPO Box 7600 in Hong Kong. Let me spell Hong Kong for you because I get mail from almost around the world. Hong Kong, capital H-O-N-G, new word, capital K-O-N-G, Hong Kong. We have a fax machine here at the office, so let me give you that number. The country code is 852, and the number is 2457-6019. Now, I've had some emails sent to me, and I was really excited when I got these. So let me give you my email address in case you have the internet. Zhaomeng at vohc.com. Let me spell it for you. Zhaoming. Zhaomeng at vohc.com. You know, we also have a website, and let me quickly give it to you. www.vohc.com. Thank you for being with me today, and I hope you'll come back for the next program.